Well, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with me. My name's Tobe, and I'm sitting in my car somewhere outdoors. Well, let's get out there. Let's see what's going on out here today. Where do you suppose I am? Oh, I'm at the wetlands, of course. Sometimes I call it Herrenhaven. Now, I thought I saw some movement over here, and I did. It was just a couple of geese, though. I thought maybe it was a turkey. And now I'm kind of walking over to this marmot hole, taking a peek to see if anybody's hanging out. Do-do-do-do-do. I don't see anybody. Okay. Let's turn around and head into the interior. Oh, it's a nice day today. It's about 50 degrees. It's very sunny. It's supposed to get warmer. And I'm now walking by the butterfly garden. And doesn't look like anybody's been doing any work on this yet, but sometimes they wait a while. After all, it's not even April yet. And as I walk by the dragonfly pond, I can hear lots of frogs, but as I get close and they stop making their funky froggy noises. Alright. Well, I guess it looks like it's a little bit greener than the last time I was here, but not by much. I can start seeing some ground cover poking through the layer of dead leaves. So, that's a good sign. Oh, darn, I thought I saw some action, but it was just a squirrel. Well, at least the squirrels are out today. That's good. But let's see who's in the billabong. Nobody. Nobody's in the billabong. I'm surprised there's no geese. I'm surprised there's no scratties. Well, I do see a frog. I see two frogs. Frogs are good. Alright, let's head out onto the boardwalk. Well, there's not much going on out here. I'm walking on the boardwalk. The water's kind of clearing up here in the shallow areas. And I can see everything on the bottom of the pond. But I don't see any snappers. And I like snapper. Everybody needs a snapper. Where's my snappers? I haven't seen any snappers yet this year. But then again, it takes a while to see them. They don't come into the shallow water until there's something to do in the shallow water. There's nothing to do in here yet. Once there's some food or some ducklings swimming around in there, then we'll have snappers doing snappery stuff. And I'm working my way out to the end of the boardwalk here. Gonna go visit this goose who built a nest on this little spit of land that's right here by the end of the boardwalk. And this might be Raina. Oh, and look, she's turning her eggs over. Oh, that's a good goosey. I can't see her feet. I can recognize one goose because she has a band, but this goose, whoever it is, has stood up on her nest and she's rolling her eggs over. And she sits back down on them. Keeps those eggies warm. Hi, how are you? Going to have some babies soon? I'll take pictures of your babies. So we'll have baby geese in here in about, oh, another month. And I think there's another couple nests back there, but I just can't quite see. As soon as this greens up, we're not going to be able to see back there at all, but Yay. Baby goozers soon gonna have some baby goozers. And as I walk back along the boardwalk, I can see behind one of those fallen down trees that, oh, there's another goose, and she's building herself a nice nest. Hi! She's looking at me. Hi, I'm waving at you. Okay, so I wonder if there's eggs in that nest. I bet there is. Okay. You know what else I was just thinking? Sure haven't seen a muskrat in a long time, which is kind of weird. Because I saw two or three a month ago. I know they're in here. I just don't know where they're hiding. And I like little scratty dudes. Because they're like water motts. They look like motties, but they swim. Oh, and here's some little geese back here. Hi, you honkers. What are you guys doing back here? Nothing, just doing some goosey business. Okay, have fun with that. And as I walk over the land bridge here, I can see that the turtle tunnels are clear. That's good. Between the billabong and the sub pond, there's like a land bridge. And there's two, like, corrugated pipes that are about, a foot in diameter, 30 centimeters. And this is so animals can go back and forth from the sub pond and into the billabong. And I mostly see it being used by muskrats, but not today. Don't know where my scratties are. But that these tunnels are also for turtles. That's why I call them the turtle tunnels. Well, there's just not much action back in here. Although, I guess it does look a little bit greener than it has. So, that's good. Okay. Let's check for turtles in Turtle Bay. I don't see any, but I see 1, 2, 3 frogs, 4 frogs, 5 frogs. Ooh, plus a big one on a little log. Not the biggest frog I've ever seen here, but still, that one's a lunker. Yeah, all right. Let's weasel our way back into the woods here. See if there's any friends to be seen. I don't see anybody. I don't hear anybody. Surely there's got to be some kind of dude going to be out here today. Where are all the animals? All right. Getting close to the blind here. There's some geese freaking out. I don't know if they're freaking out over me or if they're just doing, you know, all of their regular goosey business. Honkity honk honk. All right. Now let's step into the blind here. Dun 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 dun. Uh-oh, I see turtles. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 turtles on a log. And a goose. I don't want to stick my head out any further because then they'll spook. Not the geese, the turtles. Oh yeah, there's 3 more turtles on the log. 7 turtles on the log. And look who just popped up and swimming. He's gonna jump over the branch right by the turtles. There's my scratty. Oh, and he's taking a break on the branch. Oh, I gotta try to get a photo of this. Well, hopefully I got a decent picture there. The turtles and the scratty were on the same branch, and if I did in fact get the photo, I'll post the link to it right now in comm. And now these geese are swimming right by the turtles, and the turtles aren't reacting, but the scratty, he jumped off the log. Where did that scratty go? Where, oh, where did my scratty go? Which way would he have gone? Finally saw my scratties. That's good news. Oh, I see him. He did a U-turn and now he's back out in the, sort of in the middle of the pond, and he's swimming back over to that little peninsula that sticks out. I think there's a scratchy den over there. Does he have something in his mouth? I can't really tell. When they're building dens and stuff, they swim around, they go grab reeds and stuff, and they chomp them, and then they swim around. Yeah, I'm still watching him. He's traveling down the peninsula, swimming right along shore, and he just jumped up onto a log, and then he went back into the water, and he disappeared, and that's about where the den is. So, okay, good to know. Now I know where the scratties are. And I like scratties. Okay. Well, I think I've seen all there is to see. Who's this? Oh my god, I'm standing here, and just as I say that, a blue heron comes flying in, circling around, flew over my head. Now he's hovering over Goose Island. Wow, it's Big Bluey. And there he is. Oh, he just lands. He just landed on a dead tree that's kind of like right above the muskrat den. Oh, hi, Big Bluey. I'm going to take a picture of him, too. All right, well, I got a photo, but it's not that great. I don't know if I'll show it to you or not. But it's just sort of a silhouette. He's so far away, but it's pretty cool. That was neat. I was just getting ready to leave, and I saw something sort of flying in towards me. He circled around and landed in the tree. This is awesome. So, we're at Heron Haven. We get to see a blue heron. We got to see some scratties, or one scratty, and we got to see a bunch of turtles. Okay, turtles and blue heron and scratty, I'll see you later. Oh, now there's a goose battle. Some goose conflict going on out there. Alright, I'm gonna turn around and start heading out. It's about time for us to take a break, so I think what I'm gonna do is drive over to the OPPD Arboretum so we can visit some Matis. And while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to this? Okay, well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Dubious Goals Committee. I have, during the break, actually driven over to the OPPD Arboretum. So, we're going to get out and visit one of my Motti friends. What's funny is I thought I saw a Mott driving over here, but I think it was just a lump of grass. All right, let's get out of the car here and go find us a Motti. And as I walk over the first wooden bridge here, I will look down into the creek, into the muddy parts, and look for Motti tracks. Because this is where Mottis should be getting some waters. I do not see any Motti tracks, but that doesn't really mean anything. We're going to sneak up here on this hole. Well, it's about 30 meters away. We're going to be real stealthy and try not to talk too loud and see if we can see my Motti friend. The Mott that we're going to see is the same Mott whose picture you saw yesterday. And if we get any new pictures, I'll put up any new pictures right now. So check for links. Oh wait, before we go up there, maybe we need to check this hole down here, because this looks like this has been cleared. Maybe. There's another hole about, I don't know, 15 meters downhill from that, the one we're heading towards. And it kind of looks like it's been worked on, but not completely cleared yet. Okay. Where's my Motti? We are, about 4 meters away from the main holes. Oh yeah, oh my gosh. I just saw dirt come flying out of, it's happening again. Okay, yeah, I'm about 5 meters away from one of the holes. And there's just dirt flying up out of the hole, mysteriously. Where's the dirt coming from? Yes, there is a Motti in the hole. I cannot see the Motti, but I can see the dirt flying up. So I'm going to sit down on the ground right here, scooting my butt up a little bit closer. Yeah, and now I'm about 4 meters away. I'm going to wait for this Motti to poke her head up and say hi. I have a feeling my Motti friend must know I'm here, because now I'm not seeing any dirt being flung out of the hole, and I'm not seeing any Motti heads poking up to look at me. Where did my Motti go? Where that Motti is? I'm gonna move. I think I might have spooked my Motti, so I'm gonna keep moving on up this hill, and I'm just gonna kinda sneak out of here, and we're gonna go over and check another nearby Motti den. I hope my Motti comes out later, cause I like Mottis! Alright, I'm sneaking up the path next to the little creek, and I'm looking off to my, it's east, so I guess it's my right, and I'm looking into the forest. I'm trying to look about 30 meters in for any of my deer buddies, because that's where they likes to get. And there's a deer path back there, but I don't think I'm going to walk it today. Maybe I will. Who knows? All right. And as we come to the sort of end of this path, we find ourselves crossing another bridge. And as I look down into the mud, do I see any Motti footprints? I do not. But then again, did it rain last night? I don't remember. Okay. Basically, we just sort of hopped over the little creek and we're heading back up this path. And it's right about now when the other marmot den comes into view. And I can see some of the holes. I don't see any mottis in it. But maybe those mottis are busy digging. Who knows? I wonder if I should go up there. Get right on top of it. Yeah, let's head up there and take a look. See what's going on in this motti den. Which means we gotta jump over this giant fallen down tree. And what is, there's some gunk in that hole. Maybe some mottis haven't been working on this in a little while. I did see a motti here a couple weeks ago. Maybe this is just dirt that washed back down. Very interesting, but I see no mottis at this time. Well, that might have been a mistake. As I was climbing back over this downed tree, in order to avoid jumping into a patch of young nettles, I landed funny. And my knee went goink. My knee is not supposed to go goink. Although I'm walking on it and it seems like it's okay. I guess we'll know if there's any damage here in about another 15 or 20 minutes. Alright. I'm gonna go head back to that hole that we were first at. The one that we saw dirt slinging out of. Because we know there's a motti in that hole. But I'm gonna take a different path back. I'm gonna walk up here and then walk down the edge of the forest. Maybe we'll get some more chives. Oh, and I don't have my chive harvesting knife, which is really my mushroom harvesting knife. I left it in the car. All right. Well, as I walk by this marmot den, I can tell that it is not populated at this time. It has not been cleared out. Although, I'm willing to bet that we'll see somebody in that hole here pretty soon. Also, mushrooms real soon. Boy, I tell you, in another week, the weather, we're going to get some nice warmness, we're going to get some nice rain, and we're going to get us some nice mushrooms. Okay, I'm walking back over this wooden bridge to go spot my mottis. Okay, I've sat back down, and I'm, 3 meters out from the main hole here. And I've got a pretty good view of the other two holes, although one is kind of behind a tree. I should be able to see any mottis what comes out. The other hole is right under this bush here. It's kind of dark. It's in the shadow, so we might not see any mottis if they're sticking their heads up. Well, I'm sitting here, and I just saw a little motti head pop up. But right as the motti head is popping up, there's somebody behind me on the trail walking their dog. And so the motti is sticking his nose up. I can just see the tip of a motti nose sticking up. But now we've got a dog. Oh, and here's my motti, finally. I can see a nice motti head sticking up right now. I'm gonna try to take a picture. No, I don't think we're going to get much more of any photographs. here today because Mr. Monty doesn't want to stick his head very much further out of the hole. Somebody is very wary of me. But I'm just sitting here pretending to be a marmot. I'm pretending to eat grass, and somebody's just barely watching me. Wonder who I'm talking to. That Monty says, Are you talking to me? Hi, Monty. Yes, I'm talking to you. Okay. Here's my little Monty gonna try to take a picture. Get my camera ready. Taking pictures of a Monty. Alright, hopefully that picture turned out okay. Let's take one more. Oh, we like Mattis. Put the camera away here. And I just took a look at the time. And even though I'm having fun sitting here by my Mati, it's time to go. I've just noticed that the clock is getting a little bit too close to 2000 hours. So while I'm sitting here looking at my Mati and he's wondering what I'm talking about, I guess it's time for me to say, you've been listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee. This show airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Be sure to tune in tomorrow while I look for more marmots and drink tea and do all kinds of stuff that I do. But as for right now, I gotta go home. I'm standing up looking at this Mati trying to get a better angle. Maybe I'll try to take one more picture. But I gotta get out of here. So I will see you all tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.